For the next month, we will be reading from the book of James, and this morning we read a very condensed version of the first two chapters of James. Every generous act of giving, every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Be doers of the word, not merely hearers. If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith, by itself, if it has no works, is dead. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let us pray. How can we sing, keep from singing, O God? Well, sometimes life becomes chaotic and confusing, and we forget to sing your praises. We become overwhelmed by the complexities of life and forget to turn to you to offer praise and thanks. Keep us focused, O God, on the goodness of life, and help us to always be grateful for the good things that come from you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I've been really stressed out for the past couple of weeks, and I know none of you ever get stressed out, so I thought I'd just give you a glimpse of what it feels like to be totally stressed out. And that's just George's phone, no worries. I don't want George to get stressed out, so. I don't know, I have a phone that rings even when I have it turned off, so I really completely understand these things happen. Anyway, so it's all about me. I've been stressed out for the past little while. I'm in month four of a rebuild of the house next to me. And just to set the stage, our houses are only 2 feet apart. My stress started with me arriving home one day early on to find my air conditioning unit sort of hanging in midair. Because when the backhoe pulled a piece of shale when they were digging the addition at the back of their house, half of my patio went with it. So I'm really sorry if you were expecting an invitation to have a drink on my patio this summer. That's why I haven't come through. Then 2 weeks ago when we had that torrential downfall, yeah, I had water in my basement. So there I was in the midst of the rainstorm. I thought it was rather brilliant of me, actually, trying to staple up a tarp between their house and mine to drain the water away. This week I arrived home one day to find a fence between the properties, to which I had agreed in principle, standing just under 7 feet high. It's going to be sort of like Home Improvements. Remember that show? I'm going to cut a hole in the fence so I can talk to my neighbors. And I don't know if any of the rest of you keep track of the forecast, but it's going to rain today and tomorrow, and there's still no eaves on his house. Did I mention I've been slightly stressed out over the past couple of weeks? Thankfully, I have a son in the construction business, so I've had some good advice, and I'm just crossing my fingers. In the next 2 weeks, all will be fine. But most importantly, through this whole experience, I've learned a few things about gratitude. You know, in the midst of all of my frustration and grumbling and complaining, somebody asked me, why I don't just sell the house and move back into an apartment. And then I remembered 11 years ago sleeping on friends' couches. And I remembered moving into an apartment and adjusting to no balcony, no front porch, no backyard. And I remembered the sheer terror of house hunting on my budget. And being introduced to the first house, I saw the house with the caved-in roof that was within my budget. And then I remembered moving into my little house in the middle of winter and sitting every evening on the front porch in the freezing cold, wrapped in a wool blanket, drinking hot chocolate, because I was so incredibly grateful to have a home, my home. I take a lot in this life for granted. I think we all take a lot for granted, don't we? We live in a society, in a community that takes way too many things for granted. Now, don't take offense to what I'm about to say, but every time I drive down Trafalgar Road and I see the sign that tells us that Oakville is the best place in Canada to live, I both bristle and I laugh. It's not the first time I have been part of a beautiful community on the water that thought no one could ever live anywhere else. But my reaction always is when I see that sign, is it the best place to live if you're on social assistance? Or if you don't have the means to live in one of our beautiful residential communities in Oakville? Is it the best place to live if you don't have enough money to shop downtown or to otherwise enjoy the luxury such a beautiful community as ours offers? We take so much of everything for granted, do we not? We who are the privileged ones. We live in our beautiful homes, we sit down to amazing meals, we drive lovely cars, we want for nothing. And yet so often we focus on what is not right in our lives. Even in the church, we remember the past with fondness. Yet we look to the future with fear and with discouragement, and we miss the gift of the present. So, not wishing a rebuild on any of you, I do hope, though, that at some point in your daily life, in your spiritual journey, you have something that changes you. You have something that transforms your focus on fear and discouragement to one of gratitude. The triggers are many, and sometimes they aren't the most pleasant experiences, but the end result of gratitude is certainly worth the pain. Because gratitude, it seems, changes our overall attitude, and then it moves us to take action. Faith without works is dead. Luther, as you can imagine, was not a big fan of the book of James, but I think James provides a necessary reminder that faith will always show forth in good deeds. And that reminder is not meant to trigger a guilt trip to initiate action. It is simply meant to remind us that if we are grateful for the love and the grace and the forgiveness of our God, then that gratitude will change our attitude, and that new attitude will lead to good works, to deeds of kindness and compassion. I've been wondering a lot lately about the future of our church. All of us, I know, have been wondering about that. We're living through times of uncertainty in the church more than ever before, I think. And sometimes you find yourselves in that space where you can get mired down by the feelings of uncertainty and doubt and fear. We know that holds true personally, but it is also true in the life of an organization. And if we allow ourselves to get stuck in those feelings of uncertainty and fear and doubt, then that's where we will remain. And instead of moving ahead and being proactive, we will simply keep spinning our wheels. Our moderator, yes, with whom I am well pleased, and who, by the way, has been invited to join us here at St. John's at some point during his term in office, has invited those of us who follow him on Facebook to join him in 99 days of gratitude, remembering that every generous act of giving with every good gift is from above. So I have a challenge for us, or rather James provides the challenge for us today. Are we ready to remember that all good things are a gift, a sacred trust? Can we remember that this building and everything in it is a gift? A gift not just from past owners, but a gift from a gracious God. Today, our children and young people are hanging a gratitude wall in Lusk Hall for us with some pens or maybe some of those crayons beside it. And they and we invite you anytime to simply write on the wall something for which you are grateful. Preferably something about this community of faith. And on days when any of us begin to focus too much on our fear and uncertainty about the future, we're going to take a look at some of the writings on that wall. A spirit of gratitude will change our attitude and will result in good deeds, good works. And faith without works, as James reminds us, is not really faith at all. So off we go into another year of living and working together. In the midst of all of the challenges that come with communal life, in the midst of all of our fears and worries about the future of our church, we gather together each week with grateful hearts, and we look forward to the amazing ways that gratitude will be transformed into deeds of kindness, grace, and love, both here and in our world. Thanks be to God.